Nation!
Sean Paul is trying to make peace in the dancehall world, but should he stay out of it?
Ooh, honey, and later our good Judy, Miss Eva Marcel, honey, is here to dish on the new season of All the Queen's Men.
Plus, once again, from Fox 2 News, Detroit TV host Marielle Liu is joining the party. Hey.
Tanner, you got it right. Thanks for having me back. Okay, Jesse, up first, what do we have?
All right, so Sexy Red has been pregnant for a minute now, but she just dropped some sexy maternity pictures, and she dished her signature red hair, y'all. Oh. She's rocking a cute, juicy couture tracksuit. Oh. And she said, you know I'm sexy. Well, you know I can't say what she said, child. She shared a whole lot of bleep bleep bleeps. She also shared why she announced her pregnancy after keeping it secret for a while. She said this, before I go on stage, I had a hole in my stomach and look at myself and be like, can they tell? Once I just was like, okay, I can't keep hiding it because it hurt. And to be on stage all day holding your stomach in, so I'm just like, forget about it. What y'all think about that?
I mean, there's a lot to process there. She cleans up really nice.
Like, yeah.
I can understand how she got pregnant.
She's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, and the holding your stomach in part, that's just wild. Sometimes you just need to just go out there, go for it, or wear a hoodie. Yeah.
I can tell you it's not fun.
Yeah, it's not easy to hold your stomach in.
Well, Brett would never. Y'all seen when Brett was out there performing with her
belly?
The
basketball jersey cut out in Vegas.
In the beginning, I did.
Oh, in the beginning you did?
Yeah, the clothes covered it, yeah.
Is okay.
But then when it started really poking out, you can't suck it in.
Yeah.
Not much anyway.
You might as well just go on and cut a hole in your clothes. And let it all hang out.
Let it breathe.
Yes.
So with all that being said, I mean, what you think her next album going to be about since she said her was brown and her was
pink? She's got lots of other songs. That's not the only one.
You think she's going to talk about a placenta?
She's going to talk about kaleidoscope and her edges.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Nice.
Oh. It's also hard to rhyme placenta.
Magenta.
Oh.
See?
My placenta, 100%. Magenta.
I don't know. It kind of hit a little bit.
Presenta. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
My placenta, magenta go hard.
100%.
100%?
100%.
Oh, 100%.
I like that.
Don't play with lyricists. You're dealing with lyricists up here now. Okay, we will make it work.
This is not a white thing, Tanner.
Well, we got some great Hollywood casting news to tell you about, man. Selena Gomez and Sanaa Lathan out here getting it.
Okay.
Now, first up, Selena Gomez is going to be playing legendary singer Linda Ronstadt in an upcoming movie. And Selena made the announcement by posting a picture of Linda's memoir, Simple Dreams, on her IG story. I never saw this coming.
No. Yeah, not at all.
That's awesome.
I love Linda Ronstadt. Didn't she sing Blue Bayou?
I don't
That's your age bracket.
She said, I'm going back someday. All I need
you. I thought she sang You're No Good. Do you remember You're No Good? Wasn't that her?
Oh.
You're No Good. Wasn't that
Linda Ronstadt? I know.
We know that one.
Okay.
And that's not all. Sanaa Lathan will be soon be saying, call me now, because she's going to be portraying the iconic psychic Miss Cleo in a series described as a darkly comedic drama. And Sanaa's also going to be the executive producer, so that's a double whammy right there. She's going to kill it.
I can see this.
They
the bone structure, I can see this.
Well, Miss Cleo wasn't Jamaican, so.
What in the Bumba Clart?
No, she wasn't.
Yeah.
She wasn't Jamaican?
No, she wasn't.
Oh. They proved
that?
She
was a faking Jamaican.
She was a Jafakin?
She was Jamaican.
She was Jafakin.
The rapper Snow.
Yeah. I think she was from Bankhead. I don't know.
Do y'all believe in psychics? Have you gone to one? You ever got a good word from somebody?
Well, I've gone to one.
I do believe that there are some people who are intuitive and really got their finger on the pulse, and some people kind of just be parlor tricking it. You know what I mean? And there's a difference between the two.
Yes. We had one come on the news in Cleveland and told us that LeBron was going to stay. Mm. Then he left.
Oh. But then he came back, though.
He did come back. But that was my last time talking to a psychic.
Okay.
That was
All right, y'all, moving on. Y'all, my Caribbean sisters are fighting, all right?
Oh,
So, you guys, dancehall artists Stephon Don and Jada Kingdom have been at each other's necks lately, y'all. They both released diss tracks toward each other, and the fans are eating it up. Well, our Caribbean brother, Shana Paul, has a PSA for Stephon Don and Jada and all the women's. He entered the chat with this. Women off the talk. So Stephon Don and Jada Kingdom, live better, my sisters. Don't follow the time and waste them. I don't love this not all. Women should be warriors, yes, but for a cause. You should lead the way morally for the fam. Men get heated, you calm us down. How can we calm down if y'all doing that too? Two beautiful black women, live better.
The whole time he was talking, I heard the instrumental for Like Glue. That's Sean Paul playing behind.
You read that.
Yeah, she did, right?
Oh my gosh.
For real, for real.
Okay, I didn't hear the bouncing ball to follow that around.
I was like, okay.
Y'all know I'm part-time Jamaican. Y'all know my Jamaican name is Jessian from Portmore.
I can't wait to see what the closed caption people do with that.
For those of you guys who don't understand, he's pretty much telling the women, we should not be fighting because we have to be calm for when men get angry.
What?
Now, I have my own thoughts on that, but please tell me what y'all think about that. Because, see, the whole thing is they're clashing because, okay, so Stephon Don used to date Burna Boy. He broke up with her. Then he sent shots through a song, that song that was called Last Last. Mm-hmm. He sent stubs at her and then started dating Jada Kingdom. And then he had a song called Taliban's where he said Jada got the best went out of the Kingston. So then that's why they fighting.
Because all of the kids was messing with Burna
Boy. They both was messing with
Oh, it's messy, messy.
Got that standard.
God.
I
have no idea what's going on.
Should have chased that way. I ain't want to gossip, but y'all ain't heard that from me.
Right. Yeah, I didn't want to say nothing.
I was with him up until the point we said, y'all got to be calm for when the guys start to fight. Like, it should be like, yo, y'all shouldn't be fighting because y'all shouldn't be fighting.
Period.
Not like, don't fight so we can fight.
Right. Yeah. But why not, though? I feel like male rappers go at it all the time. This is good for the culture. It's called clashing in Jamaican culture. And both of these girls are talented. The music sounds good. Why is it okay for men to beef and not women?
It's negative. Like, the whole Kim and Foxy thing, like, it's just negative. Like, it's enough money and enough room for everybody to get the bread. Everybody can do their thing together and make more money together. I hate when it's negativity with women like that.
I mean, Jess, you never heard of Dolly Parton and Tammy Wynette fighting?
Have we not?
No.
White women fight all the time.
But they not fighting like that. They trying to make their good music, and like Brad said, I mean, it's enough money. They should just, honey, get their money and go on home.
And burn a box, Steph, a Maybach. So, girl, why are you fighting? Is there
money? So now Partisan has the girl with the baddest in all of Kingston?
He said Jada had the best in all of Kingston.
What is...
I'll tell you in the commercial. I'll tell you later,
girl. Women's eggplant.
Oh. Yeah.
Lady eggplant.
It's not the type of meal you turned down.
Yeah. The best. Yeah. In Kingston?
It's Condoleezza.
Is that the Condoleezza? I've had Condoleezza.
Tanner know what it is.
Signal the plane. Moving on, we got some exciting news about my homegirl, the Brad. Now, coming Wednesday, January 17th, she's going to do a few of her legendary hits at the State Farm Arena for the halftime show during the Atlanta Hawks game as they smash the Orlando Magic. Now, Brad, what can the fans expect?
Yeah, I'm just going out there to do my thing, a little medley of a few of my hits. You know, they asked me to come represent for Pride Night. You know I'm down to do it. I'm taking my wife, a few other people, and we're going to have a great time. And I'm going to just, you know, rock the crowd. I'm going to give y'all a little funkified, a little what you like, a little that's what I'm looking for, a little sleeping in my bed, the remix. You know, I'ma just do my thing. So y'all check me out on the 17th at the Hawks game.
I'ma be right there like, what do you like? A whole lot of foreplay, right from the kidding start.
Y'all know that we love a classic clapback. So hear what Chris Brown had to say, honey, when a fan said he had too many baby mamas.
Oh, Lord.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
All right, honey. Now we have my good friend, baby, the queen, the madame, the star of all the queen's men on BET Plus, Miss Eva Marcel is here, baby.
Yay!
Welcome, Eva. How are you?
Hi. This is my friend's friend.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I'll start doing my
keys. No, we can do it. I miss you. Ain't no mountain, ain't no sea.
Oh, that's so cute.
Well, y'all, let's get off into it. All the Queen's Men is back for season 3. So who is gathering? Who is Madam gathering this season, honey? Because you know you're everything and your role is everything. Yes. You killed this role. Who is she gathering?
To know Madam is to know nothing gets under her skin. She is willing to kill a family member if necessary. Yep. But her daddy is her heart. Yes. Like most of us, we have that parent that's your one. It's my daddy. So my daddy being killed, everything is up. Everything
all
is
bets
up.
Off.
All everything is
it's
up.
It's up and it's stuck.
Listen, like 24 was on the floor. Listen, it is.
Well, I like to look at the menses on the show. That's my favorite part. Are there any new chests I could look at? Any new mens? I mean, like, are there new faces coming out this season that we're going to see?
You will be seeing some new men. And I must say, I don't know where casting has been casting because they getting better and better.
No, yeah.
Everyone knows Madame DeVille plays in no games.
Okay.
And how much of Eva Marcel are you bringing to this character?
I'm going to ask my real friends. Brad, Gary, head crack?
All of it.
It's all so natural.
Very fish, very straightforward, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It does seem seamless.
All she has to do is learn the lines. Yeah. This is who she. This is her alter ego for real, for real.
Eva prays more than Madam does.
Yeah.
Eva knows the Lord more than Madam. But besides from that, I think there's a little bit, honestly, of Madam in everyone, even Gary.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of Madam, course. That sense of, I know I'm meant to be something great, and I am going to go and get it.
Well, listen, now, our girl Taraji P. Henson has been talking about the unfair treatment and the pay disparagement against our melanated brothers and sisters. How do you feel about those statements? Because you've been in Hollywood doing your thing for a long time, and, you know, it's kind of wild out there.
It is, and you know what? I think Taraji is amplifying a lot of actors and actresses that are melanated, what we've been saying for years. I mean, Viola Davis does an epic job of doing it in most of her interviews, talking about how there is inequities when it comes to Black and other actors and the way that looks. And to use your platform to help elevate that. You know, there are so many stories I've heard where actors, Chadwick Boseman, you know, gave up some of his money so that his other actors could make more money.
But you think this was just the time for that to be heard because Monique been screaming that for the longest, too.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. This, I think Taraji, on the heels of Color Purple, the timetable was just more amplified given the platform. But the sentiment is a sentiment that we have all had for quite some time.
Right.
The difference is, look, I love being Black. I love telling Black stories as a Black woman. I like working anywhere, but I love working at TPS because that, for me, Tyler pays.
Yeah.
He is on time. We eat good. He takes care of us.
You got a trailer?
Babe, no, we don't have to have a trailer. We have a whole AR. We have a whole building. I have a shower and plumbing, baby. Hello. We got the Oprah room.
Yes.
It is very different.
Yes. I have a very important question. How's the craft services?
You mean my chef?
Yeah.
She was explaining, honey, she has no trailer, no craft trailer, services. Baby. There's a chef, there's a house, there's a plumbing.
What, is he hiring? Tyler Perry, I'm available, hire me.
I can say I am super fortunate. I feel like Vivica Fox right now. I'm very lucky because...
I haven't had that experience, darling.
I feel like my big sis right now. I'm blessed.
Y'all stay right here because we are going to dish some more with the star of all the Queen's men, Eva Marcel. We'll be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, we're back with Eva, Miss Eva, the Diva Marcel, dishing about the third season of All the Queen's Men on BET+. Now, Miss Eva, darling, honey, you always got all of these sexy dancers, or should I say dancers.
I mean, they might have been strippers, but once they get to Eden, they become dancers.
Yes, honey. Now, these men, now you got them all, baby, just around you gyrating and stuff. And now, honey, that Swinging Richards is closed. Now, do you know, honey, where I could go, baby, to look for some grade A beef?
Oh, yes. Wow. You can definitely come to Eden and see some grade A.
Really?
Grade A, B, C.
If you had to hire anybody up here that works at Dish at Club Eden, what positions would you put everybody in?
Ooh. You my new friends. I'm going to put you at the bar.
Okay.
I got you. I'm going to put you at the bar because you're cute.
Yeah, okay.
You got to put the cute ones at the bar.
Right. Bring them on in.
You know what, Craig? You might be able to be one of my dancers.
Let me see, I got to lose Papa John's phone number, but you know, other than that, you know what I'm saying?
Now, we have a couple of positions for you, Jess. A couple of positions.
Uh-oh, you could
be a bottle girl, but I think you're bigger than that.
Okay. Now you got a vision for me.
Oh.
We do have fluffers.
Oh. That's a good job.
What's that?
Are those for the dancers?
Yeah, you go in the back and help them get all fluffed up.
They see you, and that is where they're true.
And that is my ministry.
Listen.
And that is my, you know what?
Okay.
But you are their true excitement. Like, when they see you, now they're ready to go out. Like, no matter who's out there, I'm good because I
am fluffing the men's.
Boom. And if Jesse's out, then Gary, you could fluff.
Bitch. Here. I'm going to make her ass sick every day. I think she's going to be out, honey. You're going to definitely. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So, Jesse, you sick right now.
And everybody's employed.
So now, even though, honey, I was also thinking, honey, that I got some good B, baby. I mean, I could audition, honey, to dance for Club Eden.
I mean, you can audition right now.
Wait, what?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Okay.
Get it, Gary. Get it, Gary. Okay, stop it, Gary.
Your knees is sturdier than you would think, though. Them knees is sturdier than you would think.
You got love.
They are. You're below the work. You're below the waist. Work is amazing. You got to work on the up here with it. But you're below the waist.
You all down here.
Oh, yeah.
You all down here, though.
You're like an African man.
Let's get some green on the scene. Well, yo, Eva, it is always great to have you up here with us. Thank you for stopping by. Yeah. And everybody, please make sure you catch the new season of All the Queens Men out right now on BET+. Yes. You just might see Gary dancing.
So good.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Looks like Chris Brown has some time on his hands to clap back at a fan who tried to call him out.
Uh-oh.
So C-Breezy recently celebrated his youngest daughter Lovely's second birthday over the weekend, and photos from the celebration made their way online. And fans were quick to point out that C-B's two other baby mamas were present with their children at the party, and one woman wrote, beautiful, but I don't want a man with multiple baby mamas.
Ooh. Oh.
And Chris Brown hilariously responded, who said I was hiring you, man? You say that like you had a chance. Muhahaha. Sometimes you gotta kill a hostage. And like, you know, and as many times as people come after Chris Brown, sometimes you do gotta execute people publicly because people do think they have a chance and you did not.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, but I sometimes I don't understand when people leave certain comments under people's, like what, so what energy are you looking for other than this?
Right, exactly. Right.
You're hoping to get acknowledged like this. Like really, that's what they want, you know?
Him and his concubines are doing just fine. They ain't asking. Right.
And then it would have been a problem if the other baby mamas weren't invited.
Right.
And it'd be like, how come you didn't invite the other baby mamas and the other kids?
You'd never be able to please everybody.
You can't win for losing.
Right.
Yeah, you know what you want is you want someone who has a good relationship with their baby mothers.
Right.
That's what you want if you're gonna have someone.
And we've
and
never
someone
heard
someone who takes
any,
care of their children.
Yeah. Now we might have heard a lot of things about Chris Brown, but I've never seen any baby mama come forward and complain about him
at all. Ever.
Also, for what it's worth, Chris Brown's baby mama count in terms of Hollywood, in terms of A-list stars, is relatively low.
It's not giving Nick Cannon.
Shoot, Elon Musk. He doesn't get enough credit for being a multi-baby mama having.
How many baby mamas he got?
Yeah. He's up there. Like I think if they start using Roman numerals. They got so hot.
Oh. Elon Musk, he got all the baby mamas.
He got a lot of kids.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.